Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Of course. Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And you can also go over to Facebook, check out some of the comments, posts, videos, pictures, some of the things that we're talking about on the radio right now. Jake confronting Kerry King from Slayer, big ball-headed joker. God hates us. You know, when I hear people say God hates us, that jacks me up. I talked to a guy the other day. And by the way, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. An atheist called in the other day. And he was just talking about the things of the Lord. And I said, well, let me give you, by the way, Sam Sorbos and Kevin Sorbos. You guys know him as Hercules. I just told him this, the same thing the other day. You see how much God hates sin by the cross of Jesus Christ, but you see how much God loves man by the cross of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh. And of course, so there's a balance there. And that's the heart of the issue. And once we get the heart of the issue, we hate what he hates. And we love mankind the way Jesus loves mankind because we're windows for him. We're ambassadors sent by God. And we preach by the Holy Ghost who's been sent down from heaven. And what is that to do? To teach men to repent, right? For the kingdom of God is at hand. People also need to keep in mind that Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision. He was preaching to those that were broken by the law. America, you are Gentiles. And you need to understand we use law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:20. You can't get away from it. Hopefully I'll give you an analogy in just a couple minutes. But I want to get back over to Kerry King and his big bald head. It's interesting because when I look at the picture, Jake, it looks like a really skinny guy standing right next to a very big guy.
He was big.
Oh, dude, you could see if he was probably in an alley somewhere, he'd have probably backhanded you.
You know, there was a point of the conversation where I think if I would have pushed the envelope a little bit harder,
yeah,
he might have lost his cool.
Well, yeah. He had too many people watching him.
One thing,
but maybe that'd have been a part of the show. Who knows?
It could have been, yeah. Knocked out a crit. That'd be perfect for a satanic band, right?
Was I there with you?
Nope, not this time.
I was going to say, because I'd have had to bend him over my knee and give him a spanking on his bare bottom in front of everybody if that was the case.
I think you're about 12. I'd say you're about twice his height. He wasn't a very tall guy.
Really?
But he's sitting
twice,
there.
So he's 12 feet tall? 13? No. Goliath?
No. You would be twice as... Oh, no, I'm getting confused. Okay, so Kerry King standing there. We go up with the gospel track, do the pink and blues, the optical illusion cards. You've seen many videos of us on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook where we do this. And so after he said, well, that's really cool. And I said, well, can you sign my poster? Because he's signing posters. And like, I really care about Kerry King and the band Slayer, who I've never listened to a song of them in my life, never owned a song, never had a desire to, but every year we go there, he's always capping on Christ.
Here, I'll give you a little taste.
Wow.
That's,
I got to get that album.
That's about 5 seconds of a 3-minute song. You know what the second song sounds like?
What? That sounds a lot like the first one.
And you know what the 10th song sounds like?
What? A little different.
I'm not even kidding you.
Don't fuck
yes. Guitar work, drum work's pretty cool
stuff.
Well,
he talked normal.
Never got into it. Yeah, of course.
He did talk normal.
Well, he's from Earth. He's not like
That's true.
An alien or something.
Well, I asked him to sign this paper just to see if I get a rise out of him. But I was doing it for the right reason. Well, at least I hope I
When the commandment comes, Kerry rises.
That's right. Because I just can't have this guy capping on my Christ. So I gave him a gospel track.
Amen.
And I said to him, can you sign it to Jake, servant of Christ?
On purpose.
And so, like, he's writing out, okay, cool, dude, to Jake. And then I said, servant of Christ. And he kind of stopped and he looked at me. And you can see this in the video. He looks at me like... And then he must have thought of something clever. At the end of it, he signed servant of Christ. And then he put, who hates you? Gave me the poster. Said, hey, thanks a lot. I didn't see what he wrote. So then I walk away. I find out what he wrote. I'm like, dude, what gives, man? I said, sign it, servant of Christ. So I come up to him and I say that to him. I'm like, why'd you sign that? And he says something to the nature of, I don't believe in God, man. God is for people who need somebody to talk to. And I said, okay, fine, I'll go with you on that. So then why do you rip on something that doesn't exist? And that was at the point right there where he was ticked off. How dare I talk to Kerry King like that? And if I would have pushed the envelope at that point, probably would have been a little bit crazy. But after that, he said, because that's part of getting an autograph from me, dude.
Oh, thank you, Kerry.
I know.
Oh, thank you, Kerry. We appreciate it. Thank you for your presence, Kerry.
So that was the end of
that's how Kerry people,
King.
I'm not even kidding you.
They
people
were. Oh, it was.
Hey, listen, what Jake like was saying at the beginning of his inquiry into the life and times of Kerry King from Slayer, John Calvin came to my aid. A dog barks when his master is attacked. I'd be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent.
Ah, well said.
Amen.
Well said.
Thank you.
You know what? That was... Are you sure that was John Calvin? That wasn't Bradley Dean?
Well, you can... I'll stand behind it. Yeah, he went before me. I would have said the same thing.
The virtual founder of America, Mr. John Calvin.
Yes.
Also, too, you brought up, Kevin Sorbo. You had a chance to spend some time
with him. Okay, hang on a second. So he just said he didn't believe in God?
Yeah, Kerry King.
Okay, cool. We got Jeff calling in from Washington. You got Bradley Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Having a good time, actually.
Awesome. Well, I was just hearing, listening to what you guys were talking about. And you mentioned that there was an atheist you talked to the other day. I don't know if you were referencing me, but...
I actually was, Jeff. There's a little bit of a delay going on. Isn't that kind of cool?
It's like a repeat. Do you have your radio on still, Jeff?
Well, it could be the NASA, too, as well. You know,
sure.
The feds. Yeah.
So anyway...
We need a God, don't we, Jeff?
I just wanted to touch base on... I don't think I'm an atheist.
Good.
Because I do believe in a higher power.
Amen. So
but
you're...
My problem with...
Can we agree a higher power would be a God? I mean, that's God. That's what a higher power is. It's something that's omnipotent. It's above all of us.
Amen. It is He.
That's
yes.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Jeff.
Well, I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's Jesus or Muhammad or Allah or...
Can I ask you something? Have you ever told a lie before?
Oh, yeah, of course. What, I'm human.
Okay, so what is that? Well, you know what? I'm human, too, but I see the Savior. I would do nothing to offend. Just like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that might not sin against you. I do everything within my power because I have the power not to offend God. And it's interesting how man always goes back to that. And I'm not capping on you, Jeff, but it's interesting how man always reverts back to this. And I hear people in the church do this all the time. Well, I'm only human. Wait a second. We're to seek perfection in Christ. We're not to seek something to cover up our sins and our excuses. And so let me ask you another question. So you've told a lie. Have you ever stole anything before?
Yeah, I did once.
Just once. Okay, so you stole. So you're a liar and you're a thief by your own admission. Have you ever looked at a woman to lust after her with her in your heart?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after her, you've already committed adultery with her in his grace, Matthew 5. He said, if your eye offends thee, he said, cast it out and pluck it from thee, for it's more profitable for you that one of your members should perish than that your whole body should end up in hell. So by your own admission, you're a lying, thieving, adulterate heart. Now, I didn't say that. You told me that. And what I have to do, yeah. Jeff, will you hold on to the next break here, and then we'll pull you back up on the next segment. Will you hold on with me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, talking to Jeff out in Washington. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
I always say it, but those drummers will blow away. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now we're talking to Jeff from Washington. Jeff, if you remember right, I talked to you last week and you told me you were an atheist. So we moved from the fact that we're not an atheist, which I'm glad we did. Now what I'm getting out of you is the fact that, well, you're kind of a deist, like God is there, but he just doesn't interfere with the affairs of mankind. That's like saying we have kids, but we just don't take care of our kids. Is that true?
Not really.
Okay.
You know, when you, for one, I'm a father. I've got two kids, and they changed my life from the moment I found out my wife was pregnant. I was a changed man.
Isn't that interesting how that works?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing,
yeah.
And I wouldn't give them up for nothing. And so it's hard for me to comprehend that, you know, if we're God's children and we're being, like we've got fluoride in 98% of the country's water supply, when it's clinically proven that it makes you so mentally handicapped and so physically handicapped,
yep,
that it's just insane.
Yeah.
Yet it's still in our water.
Right.
And we've got GMOs in our food when they're proven to give you autism and cancer and everything,
yep,
else.
You know, all the things that you're talking about right now, Jeff, are the fruits of a nation that are under judgment, though. And the reason that America is under judgment right now, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, is because the church has left off the commandments of the Lord. Now, let me say this. A general of God said this. Call it what you will, perfection, holiness, entire sanctification, it is not only possible, but it is not only our privilege, it is God's command. Now, let's go back to our forefathers for a minute. All 56 of them, and less than 3% of the population in this country, were used by God that kept his commandments and that proved our God. And 237 years later, we're looking at the fruit of a nation that is God-fearing. Now, the stuff that you're talking about is the modern-day professed church that has left off God's commandments, his statutes, his judgments, and his ordinances, because now they're not sure if God exists because of the bad things happening in the world. The bad thing, let me put this into perspective, the bad things happening in the world today are because the church have left off its duty before a just and a holy God.
And can I say something to you too, Jeff? Going back to what Bradley was talking about earlier, all these sins that you have committed, Now, these are sins. They're sins that are openly acknowledged by most religions. You know, unless you're a Muslim, then it's justifiable to have multiple wives, little
lie, kill.
That's right.
Stone.
And you know what? There's even sects of quote-unquote Christianity. It is not Christianity, but there's sects of them that have done the same. But that doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because that doesn't reflect God. God is God. He doesn't need man to distinguish who he is.
Sects. S-E-C-T-S. Okay, just making sure.
Different sects. So, Jeff, you've got a problem. You're going to face God on Judgment Day, and you will. 10 out of 10 people die. So will your children. My children will. I will. You're going to be confronted with that sin that you have right now. Now, you said, I don't know who God is. I don't know if it's Christ. I don't know if it's Muhammad. I don't know if it's Buddha. I just don't know. But I want to tell you this. When I was confronted with my sin, like you just were, on the air, and it doesn't matter who's listening, who's not listening, because God is. You're going to face God on Judgment Day. You're going to stand before the judge of all the earth and all the universe. Now, you, according to the righteousness in your heart to your children, if anybody offended your children, you would expect that justice would be done unto them because you're a good father. It's no different with God and his creation. He expects justice to be done, and because he's good, he executes that justice. So if you're guilty of breaking his law and you face him on Judgment Day, will you be innocent or guilty, Jeff, of breaking his law?
But you see...
Please don't deter from this. I'll get to what you're talking about. Will you be innocent or guilty? Common sense tells you, Jeff, you will be guilty facing God.
Oh, I know.
Now there's a lot of that's right.
I know what the Bible says are sins, and I've sinned.
And then they're natural.
I'm a human being.
They're natural law. That's where I want to get to with you, Jeff. And please forgive me. I don't mean to talk over the top of you because this is an important point. You brought up Islam. You brought up Dalai Lama. There is one savior of mankind.
Amen.
And for their sins. And it is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who took upon himself the penalty for your sins. And not yours only, but the entire world. Your kids, your wife. Those sins fell upon Christ.
That's right. That's
so
love, man.
When we look to the world, we're not going to find that anywhere else.
Can I interject, too? That's why Muhammad, the Islams, the Dalai Lamas, the Chinese, the Hare Krishnas, and them whack jobs. That's why they're all coming to America, because they're trying to figure out who our God is. And we're expressing to you right now who he is. And what happened in 1962, the Supreme Court said no more of that. What we did is we brought in a cesspool of confusion to people for the next 5 decades. And guess what? We're the fruit of that. But if we read our Bibles, we see that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. And by the way, I just want to say this, you're not to find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. Not outside of that. I don't see any other God sending their son to be sacrificed on the cross for the sins of mankind to redeem them back unto himself. That is a huge, huge, beyond words, beyond anything I can say, of a demonstration of real love, my friends. It really is.
So you have found, Jeff, you have found Christ mentally. Because you have. You've read the Bible. You understand what sin is. Now Christ must be known by you personally.
Ask him.
He has no problem revealing himself for real to you. He did it to me when I was 17 years old. Nobody was around. I wasn't pushed or pressured. I wasn't some crackhead living in the street saying, boy, I need to change my life. It was me confronted with my sin and going to my Christ saying, how in the world could you forgive me of my sin? Because that's how heavy it was on me that night. And then I opened my Bible to the scripture verse where Paul was. Now, I'm nothing compared to Paul. I'm still not today compared to the redemption of Paul. But I do know that that story spoke to my heart, and at once my eyes were opened to the Christ. And when your eyes are open to that Christ, you're going to be a new man, brother.
And I want to say one more thing, too, Jeff, and I'll give you the last word, okay, my friend? Okay, so you said you're a liar, you're a thief, you're an adulterer. Now, can you imagine me committing crimes and standing before a judge in natural court and saying to the judge, I'm just human? I can't help myself. What do you think the judge is going to say to you?
Oh, well.
That ain't going to fly, is it?
Yeah.
No. He's going to bring down the extent of the law to bring forth perfect judgment only to establish righteousness. And if that judge, and the judge that we're talking about, which is in heaven, loves us so much that he put his son to die on the cross, and he hates sin so much that it was his son that bled Calvary for the sins of the world, do you think that God, in his righteous indignation, is going to overlook your sin? No way. And the way to find Christ in salvation is to give yourself over to him, and there's no other way. And there really isn't. You're talking to two guys on the radio right now that weren't talked into salvation by men. We were led by the Spirit of God through answers to our prayers, not by some motivational speaker or some pastor that told us to come down to the altar, which is unscriptural anyways. No, this is the real deal stuff. He is who he says he is, but we have to meet him on his terms, Jeff. You have the last word.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it's just hard for me. You know, you say that we're the children of God. Well, I can tell you, if I see my children getting abused by anybody, and I don't care who it is, if I seen it, I would not let it go on, period.
Right.
I would do whatever it took to end that pain for my children.
Yep, and that's what God is looking to the church for. Everybody's mad at God right now for what the church is leaving undone right now. But what you're seeing in this country is the church has become a reproach. It's become a joke. It's become apathetic. Yep. It's hiding out. Well, that's a lack of Christianity. And we need to keep in mind that it was professed Christians of the day, well, professed Abrahamic seed, that crucified Christ. So it was the religious people and the Herodians that actually killed Christ and crucified him. So the very things that we're talking about today is our duty. Where I see things left undone, I look at God and say, give me the power to right the wrongs. I don't sit there and try to hide out under the excuse of, look at all these bad things happening. Man, if you do the math, my friend, in the natural, we way outweigh, my friend, the evil in this country. If America was really thankful for the freedom that they had, both naturally and spiritually, we would not be here today, and this administration would have been impeached, civilly charged, the first week he was in office. And that's why bad takes place in this country.
I totally agree with you there, and out of all of your callers that you get, I'm probably one of the top five that has been politically active. I've called thousands of congressmen, hundreds of senators, the FBI, the DHS, United Nations. I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I can, but I'm only one person.
That's right.
You know?
But so is Jesus Christ, and he only had 11. He had 12 disciples, my friend. And don't forget that they turned the world upside right, not down.
Yeah.
Amen.
But and every other religion, none of them are doing anything. They're all sitting on their butts. Mm-hmm. Sitting in church doing nothing when we've got like MSNBC coming out and saying Christians and Catholics and evangelists and libertarians and pro-constitutionalists are now more of a threat than Islamic terrorists.
That's right.
And
I'm
not against Islamic people either. My wife's sister is Muslim, and her husband is a great guy. He's from Egypt.
Yeah. Got 30 seconds here, Jeff. Here's my final say. That's what we're doing on the radio right now. We don't have anything against them neither. We're showing them the ways of salvation by getting in their face and loving them enough to tell them straight and narrow and difficult is the way. There is only one name under heaven whereby men must be saved, and his name is Jesus Christ. We appreciate your phone call. We really do. Jeff, stay in touch. Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going to come back talking about rock stars who found Jesus. Amen.
Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? you can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so I know you wanted to talk about Kevin Sorbo, but just hang on a second.
One more.
Here's a referral posted on Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. From me to you, I have to tell you how impressed and inspiring you guys are to me. I spent several hours with Jake and Massey this week, and their diligence is amazing. I watched them at work and thought, man, these guys are going to self-destruct. They're going to crash and burn. They never rest, but when I pursue news sites and see the relentless work of the enemy, the continual decay of fallen human nature and race, and the destruction of those we love, diligence is what the church needs. You guys have a great ministry. You are on the tip of the spear, and I am so glad to have become friends with you all. He said, I can't do anything or everything you guys do, but I can be diligent where I am, and I can and will cover you with my prayers. Blessed be, brothers and sisters. Be strong in his grace. Ernie from Rockingham.
That's right. Amen. Rockingham. Robert L. Baptist. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when we were out there, well, that is an awesome referral, and thank you, Ernie, so much. I mean, if I could tell you how the body of Christ worked out there.
You didn't, like, write this and then put his name on there, did you?
I've heard of people that do that.
We can't do that kind of stuff.
No, sir.
All right.
But you know what? The sincerity of what he's doing out there. Here's what happens, and this is kind of how I described it when we were out there, is that we came upon, because we are all tools in God's hands. We are literally his players. We're moved by him. None of this is done by us.
For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God.
That's right. Amen. Led, driven sometimes, as the Bible says. Those are the words that he specifically
used. That's exactly what it meant, yeah.
So we were down there, and all of a sudden it was like you came into, now very, again, as I said before, the industry down there is very oppressed. The economy is very oppressed.
You could feel it, yeah.
And when you came in, you could tell, just the way that the favor was there, number one, people are praying. Number two, there is people down there that really do care about seeing God glorified in this area. And the favor that we experienced, And knock on wood, I'm always I'm more cautious of favor than I am persecution.
Yeah.
With persecution, it's like kind of like the guy in Captain America. I could do this all day. It's like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. It doesn't feel good to not get jammed in the head once in a while.
You but are Captain America, though, now that I think about it.
You got it finally. Yeah. Thank you. You heard that. Sons of Liberty. So when we're working down there, just collaborating with him and those that are sincerely concerned about their nation, not just their city, not just their church, but their nation.
Or trying to save their own hide.
That's right. Yes. Or trying to save their own hide. They did it all. So, Ernie, you know what? If you're listening right now, God bless you, bro. Because if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for guys like Alex and those folks that were down there, we wouldn't even have been able to come down there and partake in this. And I'm excited to see what the Lord does moving forward on these events that we're planning for the end of September, early October. And, folks, I want to say this, too. One of the letters that we read earlier was from a donor. Now, this man is just a layperson. He helps out at his church and things like that. But he runs a business. And he said, I'm so honored to give to what you guys are doing. Why? Because he's so blessed by the fruit that is brought forth. And that's where I encourage you. If you're a layperson, you can't get out there and pound the streets like we can. You can't get out there and get on the radio. You can't do the social media as much as we can. Then support us to do it, because I guarantee you, we'll take that precious seed, and precious it is in our eyes. We will plant it in the soil of this nation, and we will see a harvest, because we see it daily. And that's why we're bringing it to you. Now, also, too, yesterday, and you can make that donation. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you want to make a donation and plant a seed in your community, we have donors, like I said, down in North Carolina. That's what they said we want to do. We want to do a big event here, and we want it to be more than an event. We want it to be a five-day event. So, folks, we are game to do those things. All you got to do is reach out to us, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you go to the Facebook page, I encourage you to stay plugged in there as well. Just recently, we posted a picture of Bradley, Sam Sorbel, and Kevin Sorbel. And Bradley's been on her show, Sam Sorbel. She's got a show a couple times. And also, Bradley spoke at a conference down in Arizona with Kevin Sorbel. And as the both of them were talking, there was a lot of similarities. Now, this ministry walks in the holiness call. That's what differentiates us from most people out there. And I say that because I've been around the block a few times and I've seen what's out there. Now, Sam and Kevin both identified that in the ministry and said, hey, we want to be a part of this. Connected with Bradley, you guys went to Famous Dave's, the best barbecue in the world, baby!
Oh, yeah.
But I digress.
Yes, that's a dinner.
It's very good.
There is nothing like it, though. There really isn't.
Jason said this. He commented to the picture on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. He said, the man's, speaking of Kevin Sorbel, and we're talking about Christians that stand in the marketplace, and that's what he's, not marketplace, excuse me, in the entertainment industry. The man's a Christian and has got his head on straight. Hard to find in Hollywood. You better believe it is. He said, you keep good company, Bradley. Have you seen his movie Abel's Field? So people, when we connect, it's for one purpose, and that's to bring Christ glory and not just honor his name in the public.
But Carrie Ann did.
What's that? Oh, she saw the movie.
As a matter of fact, Kevin Abel's actually just got Best Actress from
Actor
Movie
Kevin?
Guide.
Oh, okay. But his wife is an actress, too, so I didn't know if you were getting the two of them mixed up.
Well, she is. That's right. She's doing a movie in Kentucky right now, and he's done 7 movies over the last year.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how you memorize all that stuff like that, dude, but that's cool. In saying that, he received the Best Actor Award from Movie Guide, Ted Bear's Movie Guide.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
And why? To the glory of Christ. If you look at his films, that's who it's honoring, folks, and that's what we need. Yeah. And we need to encourage that. Yeah. I'll tell you what, and you give in the assemblies. You take a G movie, it will smoke.
Strike Jesus.
Any R movies out there. Because the family's like, man, what's with all this garbage? That
I'm almost embarrassed I just did that.
Strike
that
reminds Jesus.
Me. Remember when that G Marty Funk Master Grizz up in his house?
I
yo,
that.
I cannot that. Stand that. I am so sorry I threw that out there, guys. I really am.
So
I mean, that's like egg on my own face.
I don't think it was that
bad. We got to get to Nickel McBrain, dude, so we got to hurry up here.
Okay. Also, too, want to share, folks, for your daily dose of good news, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, because Freedom Outpost Daily is putting out good news for you. And I just want to share this story, okay? Now, this isn't, like, newsworthy or politically involved or anything like that. This little girl, her name is Zena, I think Z-N-A,
was she Gresham. Was she, like, opposite of Hercules back in the 90s?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
Zena Gresham may not think of herself as a hero, but she is certainly being hailed as one in a life-saving catch. The 10-year-old girl caught a baby that was dropped from a second-floor apartment in Decatur, Georgia, after the building caught on fire. Now, I know that's kind of off-topic. It's way out there in left field. But you know what? Media could be talking about this on a daily basis. about how a little 10-year-old girl just saved a baby's life. And you know what that shows me? That shows me the Spirit of Christ at work and in operation in the society that Jeff was talking about. Sure, there's a lot of bad, but we got to make sure that we got our eyes on the good, because we got to grow by grace, and we will, so long as we walk in it. So get your daily dose of good news. Jeff actually commented and said, love to hear good news. We always hear way too much of the bad news. You're exactly right. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like the page. Get your dose of good news. We'll send it to you every single day.
Yeah, there's freedom nowhere where Christ has not first been preached, said a man. I got to post it on my Facebook.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there.
To bring about the good news, you got to understand there's going to be spiritual warfare in the process of bringing forth that good news.
That's right.
So, rocker and rock stars who have found Jesus. Mark Farner.
Oh, Grand Funk Railroad. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I heard a blues song where he was talking something about Jesus.
Yeah. Farner. Yeah, okay. Is it, hang on a second. So I got that. Hang on. Mark Farner. Okay, I got Mark Farner. Did you want to highlight Bob Marley?
The only thing that I know of Bob Marley is he talks a lot about the holy hill of Mount Zion. He talks about a lot of, but this Rasta
thing. But
he did it through weed,
not by the Holy Ghost. That's
definitely
pretty weird, right?
Smoking a lot of weed because he said that God made it. And that's what you can all think.
Well, God made rocks too, but do you smoke rocks?
Well, I would hope not.
Well, you got idiots out there trying to do these kind of things, right?
I would hope you wouldn't smoke a rock.
God created it, man. Yeah.
You know, because God gave us this. And just to clarify that, because, you know, sometimes I hear in the commercials, hemp
is not marijuana.
Listen, hemp isn't marijuana. That is a true statement. But here is what it is. Because people use this, God gave us all, seed-bearing plants and herbs to use. No, that's not what he said. He said for meat. The word meat means to be consumed by your mouth, to go into your stomach, to be digested, to give you the nutrients your body needs.
Of course.
He didn't say, go take a bomb.
A positive, not a negative.
So this positive
times a positive equals a negative.
Yeah.
Remember said positive. The finger man?
No, a negative times a negative equals a positive.
Either way.
But you can't make a negative out of two positives.
No, if I dig a hole.
I'm a math guy.
Right, what's going to fill the hole? What I took out of the hole.
That's right.
Right. I'm on Stand and Deliver.
That's good. Great film.
Oh, it is great. It's inspirational stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, should we get... Are you done with
that? So to finish the Rastafarians,
Marley.
You're supposed to eat food. That's how God made these plants and these herbs. It's not to smoke and get high. It's just not to do it.
Yeah.
There's no scriptural justification for it. The guy obviously missed it.
Apparently. Well, at least if he was stoned, I guess that's all that matters, though, right?
Could explain a lot of things. You had to make the choice to get
stoned. There's
stone,
a reason it's called dope.
That's true.
There really is.
That's true.
Okay, so let's get over to Nickel McBrain, drummer for Iron Maiden. Wow. Bearing names, some of the songs such as The Number of the Beast and featuring the demonic-looking character Eddie have long been targeted by Christian organizations. McBrain gave his life to Christ in 1999, an emotional experience. It's supposed to be a spiritual experience. Emotions follow. After going to church with his wife, Rebecca, as McBrain told Willow Creek Association News, he prayed to receive Christ and began to read the Bible. I had this love affair with Jesus going on in my heart. He said McBrain still tours with the band, playing the songs that made his band popular. He's also a part of the music team at his church in Florida. He believes his seemingly I can't even read the word, guys. Sorry. That's the font. Incongruous lifestyle is a part of the Lord's plan. McBrain has given his testimony in front of heavy metal fans and seen them commit their life to Jesus, as he also frequently talks with fellow Iron Maiden members about his beliefs. See, now this is what happens when you forsake the law. You lower the law by men which by Spurgeon said this, lower the law and you dim the light by which men perceive their own guilt. Okay, so they're talking about this love affair with Jesus. Have you ever had a love affair with Jesus? Because I've yet to have it the way that these men make it out to be.
Yeah.
He's out of there in Iron Maiden playing the same songs before his profession and his confession of Christ, but he's doing the same things after his confession as he did before his confession. Where's the repentance? That's the missing element. Well, I can just bring you right back to this. Where's the law of God? This is modern mushroom converts, friends. And there's no getting away from it. I'm going out there talking about the number of the beast, and I'm a Christian?
No.
That's pretty weird, isn't it?
No!
Read Isaiah 14 when you get some time, friends. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back, talk about some more, well, rockers who say that they were reborn. Rock stars who found
Hello,
Jesus.
This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Talking about rockers who say they found Christ, but some of these guys just don't have the fruit of it. And for behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. How do you sorrow after a godly sort? You read God's moral law, and the Holy Spirit works godly repentance in you and drives you to the foot of the cross and can do no more, where you find your Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Matthew 1:21 says that he delivers his people from their sins, not in their sins. And yet we're talking about some of these guys that remain in their sin. They're still promoting the enemy's message, but they call themselves Christians? Wow. I mean, what did Judas do? He betrayed the Christ with a kiss. And they're talking about love affairs with Jesus Christ? Folks, come on, help me out with this one.
It sounds like a worldly. Somebody's trying to apply what the world does. You know, like,
that's exactly
what it is. I
love
my little boyfriend or my little girlfriend. I'm going to apply it into the Christian circles, too. But you know what? I remember just when I first came into the Christian world, that was the myth out there. And I kind of watched it along. And because that's what I was being taught. You watch it along and you find out, wait a minute, that's dumping me in the same hole I just came out
that's
of.
Right.
And it does.
That's right.
And that's what I think a lot of these musicians have found as well. It dumped them right back in the same hole.
Well, that's why they go back to their sin. That's why they go back to playing the same music they did before they supposedly got saved. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you when you are repentant before God. What do you mean carefulness? That you might not sin against him. That's grace, friends. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves, of your offenses towards heaven, because you've been washed in the blood. Jesus Christ, his blood is the propitiation of the sins of the world. Yeah, what indignation? Indignation towards what, friends? Towards sin. Yeah, what fear? What do you mean fear? Fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. And you can also read Proverbs 6. Yeah, what vehement desire? To serve your master. Yeah, what zeal? To serve your master. Remember, we've been created unto good works, right? We're to be zealous of good works. We're all to do the work of an evangelist. Yeah, what revenge? Revenge upon what? What put Christ on the cross? And what did Paul say in 2 Corinthians 7:11? In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. But we haven't seen this yet. Let's go over to Jin Ah Young, a.k.a. MC Jin. What up, dude?
Yo. Yo.
Right? Earned notoriety as the first Asian-American rap artist to be signed to a major record label. He said that what was lesser known was his devotion to Jesus, something he first explored during Sunday school classes as a child. Now billed as a Christian rapper, Young can be seen throwing down lyrics such as, "But breaks over Holy Spirit takeover. They say the truth will set you free if you so believe. Jesus is the truth. With him, freedom can be achieved. Only in him can it be achieved." So don't know much about him.
Well,
don't know about
MC
his past.
Jin.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him before. MC Jin.
That sounded so proper, Jake. Thanks, man. That sounded... Hey, here's what comes to my mind. So pious. Ah, it's so pious. Thank you, bruh.
Brothers.
Brother Jin. MC Jin.
Hi,
yo,
Brother
yo.
Jin. Welcome to fellowship, brother.
You know what? I still, when we're driving down the street sometimes and I'll see these dudes pumping, you know, kicking down the jams and they're white boys and they got their hats turned sideways.
Yep.
I'm thinking to myself, back in the 80s and 90s, guys, you'd have been beat up for that.
Yeah, that is true. I talked about that the other night. You know what? Everybody knows it, too. But now it's just like become a societal plague.
Here you go. Well, it's a method of dummying down the people is all it is. And gangbanging and promoting violence. And that's what it's used
Immorality
for.
Immorality will make you
in
stupid.
Every sense of the word. So let's go back over to Brian Head Welch. Check.
Brian Head Welch, what I found
you
out.
You just found out, yeah.
Yeah, it was in May. I don't know where he's at right now, but this is in May. I saw a video, watched a video of him sitting down next to, I think it was Jonathan Davis, the front man for Korn, I believe. I mean, they kind of all look the same to me. So apparently he went to a concert, and here's a guy who came out of the band. He literally quit the band because of how it was affecting and influencing his daughter. Korn had a song called Adidas. Many of you probably know it, but it's All Day I Dream About Sex. And in this song, they're using the F word to talk about illicit sex. And so as he comes home, his daughter starts singing the song. And he's like, man, he was depressed. He was whacked out on drugs. He was losing his marriage. And his daughter started doing that, and he said that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And he dedicated his life to Christ.
Okay, so he gave his life to Christ because of his daughter, not because of his sin before God.
Yeah, I'm just sharing his testimony.
No, so I'm just kind of going down the line and scripturally understanding what is the methodology.
Actually, I got to correct that. I think he quit the band because of those reasons. Why he gave his life to Christ, I've never actually heard
his testimony. Okay, because maybe it was just there and it offended him. Because she's actually practicing what he's teaching.
What
her.
He's teaching.
Yes.
And so at that point, he's like, whoa, whoa, self-condemned hypocrite. You know what? A worldly man can even identify that. So apparently he goes on to become a Christian. I saw a little bit of stuff where some preacher was talking about him. I've never seen Brian preach. I bought his album after he became a Christian and did it. First of all, the musical genre, I could not stand it. That's my opinion. I did not like it at all. I didn't understand why in the world people even liked Korn, because it just did absolutely nothing
I
for
like it.
It
with hot butter.
Yeah,
nothing
me too.
Like it is awesome.
Hallelujah.
It's great. I like it at Dave's. I'm giving these guys too many plugs.
Yeah, Dave's giving
them plugs. Yes, Korn is awesome.
Dave's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So then
lots
he becomes
butter.
A Christian, and then all of a sudden, just unbeknown to me, Massey brought it up. He said, well, Brian Welch is back with Korn. I'm like, yeah, right, really? I haven't heard of this. And, you know, I try to keep up on music as much as I can. So I go online to find this out, because you always hear things. And I had to verify this, and it was verified. He actually joined the band again. Apparently, he went to one of their shows. Said he was watching and following him on MTV, and he said every time he'd see the band, it was like his heart would get pulled out to them. Now, this is at the point we were talking about before. You get caught up in the modern gospel, which apparently he obviously did. You know, Jesus fixed the vacuum in his heart, got him back his, you know, fixed his life and things like that. And he talked about that. And you know what? Christ does do that. So I'm not taking from it.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and then all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33.
But here's what happens, what the enemy says, and it says in the Word, what the enemy goes and he's kicked out of a house, and the person cleans up that house, just like what was happening in Brian's life. There were certain areas that were getting cleaned. However, his music videos were not being cleansed. There was no sanctification in the music videos. His excuse or his reasoning for that was saying is, hey, listen, man, these kids are going through this stuff. I've got to give them the reality of it. You don't give it to them like that.
Yeah, that's like a cop standing there through the DARE program teaching kids how to commit the crimes by using the drugs.
That's true.
That's communism, by the way. That's completely backwards in thought. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from lawlessness, iniquity, anomia. That's Greek. But in great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, there it is right there. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. The first thing he said, flee also useful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, love, real love in action, peace with God, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Then he goes on and on and on and on.
You think, I mean, you think about this, a person gets cleaned up and God comes and intervenes in their life, just like he did with Brian Welsh. Remember the seed and the parable and the sower. But then you cease to read the Word. You cease to get grounded. You cease to put your feet in. You're going to be naturally inclined to go back. And that's what the Word says. The devils go out and they come back and they find that it's clean house.
Yeah,
and then
it's
they get
dangerous.
Seven more and they make it worse.
It's dangerous.
When I saw this interview, he came on stage. He went to one of their concerts just to watch them. They invited him on stage. He played a song. And that was the magic that caused him then to come back to the band. Now they're recording a new album. And when I'm looking into this guy who's sitting next to the former singer, I'm just looking at an empty, he's just emptied. And I don't say that from a humanistic term.
He's probably trying to figure out why he won.
What's going on?
He's probably trying to figure out, wait a second, wasn't I supposed to come over to your side of the fence there, Brian, and you came back to mine?
How am I here?
If your Jesus is so awesome and he set you free from your sin, then what are you doing coming back into a sinful band?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
because
I would be asking.
The band is clearly sinful.
Yeah.
So there's the story that I've got as of May of this year. I haven't looked into it anymore. Maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe he's quit the band by now. I don't know, but that was what I was.
Kind of reminds me of POD. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty messed up, friends. I mean, even the we played, well, junkyardprophet.com is a national Christian band, and we have never compromised. We've never moved back over into the secular side of anything. And in saying that, it's interesting, there was POD that was out there, and we played out one show in POD, Payable of Death, or On Death, California MTV Darling. They played out for 2 years, and we played one show. We got second best unsigned. We got five label offers, but we said no to the money, and we said yes to all the high school assemblies. And now when we've seen these guys in California at the a music show, it was interesting. Their lifestyles didn't line up with Scripture at all, friends. But when you partake with that world, you'll find that there's very few, just like Jesus said, there's few that will find it. And that's where he's talking about straight and narrow, difficult is the way. There's a lot of people out there professing Christianity when in fact it's the furthest thing.
And we don't need trophies. We need Christ.
That's exactly right.
We don't need trophies. We don't need famous people getting saved, celebrities getting saved. As a matter of fact, the Lord even said, not many powerful come to the knowledge of Christ.
Wise.
We need Christ.
Yep.
So I want to conclude here with this as well. Folks, keep in tune. Next week, we're going to have webcasting available for you to watch the Sons of Liberty.
It's the antics are second to none, friends. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Talk to you on Monday.
See you. The IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com.